What's up, everybody? This is Shay from Simply Put Pens, and this is the Sweet Wine and Juicy Conversations podcast. I'd want to thank you guys so much for listening today. So today I wanted to talk about something that I've been experiencing recently, and that is this consistent feeling that I'm not, further along in life. I think they've dubbed this the quarter life crisis. And, for me, this is really important because it brings on a slew of other emotions like anxiety and depression and self-doubt. So I want to talk about, five things I'm doing. I'm starting to beat myself up or self-doubt starts to creep in. These are five things that I'm doing that helped me in the past, that are helping me currently, and maybe. So the first thing that I do is I turn off social media. Social media is sure a tool. You can, create all kinds of delicious things, but it also helps me unrealistic actions of life and see people on there and, they be living their best life, but we don't see, all the time don't see their authentic self. I definitely turn off social media. It helps me from comparing myself. The second thing I do is shifting my mindset, and it allows me to take back power. I remember once I was feeling this way, I was happy. I was in the military, living overseas. Even though I wasn't happy in my career, I was still able to have weekends and have a good time. And I remember seeing someone else on social who seemed to have the best job in his career, and I know that person up to me and said, "Oh my gosh, I visited different countries in Europe, and here I was, and turns out she's like, And so, that alone, it just kind of, it was me to, and just kind of enjoy where you are. You may not be where you want to be, but it could always be worse. The third thing that I do is focus on progress that I have accomplished. And so, too, can, it allows you to back your power, to let you make progress. Hey, if I was back in January, down the right. And this is, again, very powerful. Something I do this way, give myself quarterly goals and, maybe you had four goals, maybe two. That's still progress. That's still nothing. And I try to be very good at that. The thing that I do is envisioning. And for me, this is basically mapping out my life. Where I'm going to be will stop me from accomplishing those. And I break it down in size assignments. So for me, for instance, let's say, my house, what's going to buy my house, the income? Okay, well, how can I make more money? Well, maybe I need a better job. Okay, well, how do I get the better job? Am I lacking in skills? So then I try to find the skills. So I work in the finance industry. I actually work in economics. And one of the skills that we use a lot are like coding for SQL and stuff like that. So I went out and found those skills, and that's what allowed me to get those jobs. I use a site called Udemy. And, on that site, you can practically learn anything. And that's what I did. And it allowed me to actually get the skills, get the Excel skills to, be able to get a better paying job. So that's what I do. What do I want? What's stopping me from accomplishing it? And then what can I do to accomplish it? Get skills and take a course. I break all of that down. I love sticky notes, so that's what I do. I put all this on sticky notes, put it on the wall, and then I go from there. So strategic planning is very helpful. There are many, websites, so many videos on this. If you're interested in learning more about this, please let me know. I'll definitely do a video on it. And then the last thing that I do is trust the process. I trust that if I break those tasks down, so by the time I accomplish them, bit by bit, eventually that leads to my life. So trust process, try to build a great process, how to get the process and the process. And that's what I do. Those are the five things that I do when I feel, I want to be alive. I'm still there. I still go through these things, but they're helping me to be happier in the moment. And that's what I'm trying to do. So if you found this information useful, Please let me know below, and let's continue the conversation over on www.simplypens.com. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I can't wait to hear from you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.